Numbers don't lie. Today we make a simple comparison between the costs of the U.S. anti-drug campaign and the expenses of U.S. presidential election campaigns. According to figures released by the U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy, in the year 2013, out of 325 million Americans, 24.6 million adult Americans, constituting 9.4% of the U.S. population, consumed illicit drugs. In the same year, 17.3 million American adults, comprising 6.6% of the U.S. population, were alcoholics. Based on the latest figures published by this U.S. state-run organization, in the year 2013, at least 22.7 million Americans were in need of medical treatment for drug abuse and alcoholism. These figures do not show the surging trend of drug addiction and alcoholism among minors in the U.S. In the year 2016, the U.S. federal government has allocated $1.5 billion for prevention of substance abuse in that country, equivalent to $124.7 million per month. In the meantime, the costs of the U.S. presidential election campaigns totaled $2.1 billion until October 19, 2016, which equals the amount of money that the U.S. federal government spends for prevention of substance abuse and alcoholism in that country in a period of 17 months.